Time to say hello to the head football coach for Hart High School, James Shulton, with us. What's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing, man. Taking names, falling over backwards, stuff like that.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, you got a big fundraiser coming up Saturday. Tell us what's going on over there.
Yeah, man, we're going to have our first annual 6-on-6 Classic in, 11-man football. They know it as 7-on-7, but, us small-town folk, we like to play a little 6-on-6. And we're going to have 10 different schools coming down from all around the area. And it's a passing football league. And so the kids just, it's all passing. They learn how to cover it and, do man coverage, zone defense. And just a lot of good competition. And so there'll be about, I haven't done the math, but we start at 8 a.m. and we don't get done until about 5:30. There's about 35 games throughout the day at least. We're going to use this as a real big fundraiser for our football program. Coming from a small district, it really helps that the community comes out and really supports us, and it helps us be able to purchase new uniforms and new equipment for the program to really just keep up with the Robinsons, if you will. But really just keep the boys' morale up. We had a phenomenal season last year, and we plan on continuing that into this season. And so we're just going to do our part to get them equipped and ready for that.
So who are some of the teams coming in Saturday?
We have a bunch of them, man. We have the Happy, the Valley, the Petersburgs, the Antons, the Spring Lake, Silverton, and there's just a whole mess of them.
I've never heard of this before, so is this something you drummed up?
I don't know that I'd say I drummed it up, but I have done it. Just about every school I've been in, it's just a summer football opportunity for small school people to continue to play a little ball and keep us, really just going throughout the summer. Instead of the boys being at home being lazy, they get opportunities to still compete, to still play a little football. Now, 6-on-6, the thing about it is it's not actually school-related. And so we have some amazing parents in the community who coach the team and run the team throughout the summer. But the school is just using their fields as a fundraiser.
So how long are the each game then?
So pool play will be starting at 8:30 to 2 o'clock. And pool play is going to be 20-minute games. So 2 10-minute halves, running clock. So it's nonstop going. And then once we get into bracket play, single elimination in the afternoon, that will be 30-minute games, so 2 15-minute halves.
So what's the admission for people that want to come over and check it out?
So it's going to be $5 for all ages over 5 years old. And so that $5 will get you an all-day pass for the tournament, and you can watch as many or as least amount of games as you'd like. We're going to have a full concession stand, homemade lemonade, fruit cups, pulled pork, hamburgers, you name it, we got it. So you guys come out and, man, just support us, because you guys did a great job last year supporting our team, and our stands were so full last year. I had so many people come and tell me that they had not seen Hart stands that full for football in decades. And so we're just so thankful for our community at Hart and the surrounding areas and guys like you guys who really just support us, and we appreciate you all.
Well, the weather's going to be perfect, 80 degrees Saturday, so you got nice weather for the fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, we're excited. This rain has been real good. I do need it to dry up just a little bit, but for the overall, we are blessed that God's blessing us with this rain.
Sounds good. Hope you have a lot of people show up Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun, and we'll check back with you next week to see how it went.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.